And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati this week with Chris and Jason. It's a somber week. The whole world shut down on the coronavirus and such.
It is.
So I'm not that excited.
No, us along with a whole fucking shit ton of other people aren't working right now.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Kinda, not really. But we are getting paid, so that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's just the uncertainty is weird. They're talking about now that the schools in Ohio may be closed for the whole year.
Yeah, from everything I've heard, it's going to take a good 6 weeks or so if we want to actually do anything about this virus.
Well, I'm here longer than that, but yeah. You know, with any luck, we'll be back to work in 2 weeks and all will be normal.
I don't know. In 2 weeks, you think shit'll be normal in 2 weeks?
Well, no, I don't see how it can be, but
yeah,
maybe if the place is cleaned up enough and everything is decontaminated and sterilized and all that bullshit, well, maybe.
You can clean up everything, but it doesn't matter if someone walks in that building with the COVID-19, we're all fucked.
Yeah,
well, I agree. Not all of us, but I mean, there's going to be percent of us that are fucked.
But I mean, do you really think, honestly, that we're protected from it anyway? I don't.
If you stay home and do nothing, yes.
I choose not to stay home and do nothing. Now, I'm taking precautions because of the kids and shit. Yeah. I ain't going into a mosh pit or anything right now, but
not hanging out at the swingers club.
Oh, definitely not.
The swingers clubs really have to be taking a hit right now.
Oh God, that's COVID 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get sick and you get red marks on your dick.
I imagine they probably aren't as worried as most people though.
I don't think those people give a shit.
Yeah. I was going to say, as someone that's willing to swing, I would imagine would be a little bit more willing to.
Yeah. What is there? Hand wipes in the glory hole room? At the 1440, there is a glory hole room. I went into it. It was
really?
Pretty. Oh yeah. It was pretty fucking funny. Now I told you, I went into that club 440 one time. People were cool. I got drunk and blah, blah, blah. But when I was getting the tour, they showed me the glory hole room. It was a little room probably the size of a walk-in closet. There's two or three holes all over the wall.
You don't need much room.
And over in the corner, there was a bed, like a lay-down bed.
Yeah.
That was like, had a wall come halfway down. So a glory hole fuck room.
Ooh, nice, nice.
Yeah, you didn't have to see the face or anything. You just saw a snatch. Stick it out there.
You know, I had a question posed to me the other day. Do you think you can get the coronavirus from a fart?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And in my head, you know, instantly my head goes weird places. I start thinking about a glory hole for ass eating, where someone just puts their ass up against the hole and you stick your tongue through the hole and you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it sounds a little weird.
I mean, blowing a stranger is bad enough, but eating a stranger's butt is a completely different
story.
But
I'm saying now there's blockage in between you two, but if that person was to let out a fart, and those fart particles got in your mouth, your nose, your eyeballs, whatever, could you get the coronavirus? I'm not sure. We need a medical professional to tell us
yes or no
on that.
I mean, I don't think anybody can answer that. I don't really know.
I'm sure someone can answer it.
But I did hear, yeah, I mean.
I bet you Dr. Drew would
know.
It's
air. I mean, you probably could.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
That's why I'm steering clear of Beasley for a while.
Yeah, you want to stay away from those farters.
Yeah. If you can get corona from a fart, I'm staying away from Beasley till the trip.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I think we got some people scared to go on the trip.
Really?
I know at least one.
Really? Who's that?
Mr. Joe.
Well.
Just cool. Scared. He said he just doesn't want to travel right now.
Well.
And I don't blame him. You know, I get the paranoia.
Yeah, doesn't want to travel into the middle of the woods.
That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Is
in the middle of the fucking woods with nobody around.
I'm traveling with people that If they have it, they probably already have it because they work with me.
Right. And there are no refunds.
Yes. And I've already talked about, we could probably use that as a spot to quarantine. Well, my idea was, is we wait until we wait the 3 days out that we paid for, and then we don't leave. And then and then when they come, we send Shingo outside, you know, because he looks the most Asian.
Oh, nice.
Coughing and shit and saying, you do not want to go in. Like,
perfect.
We're all struck down with the coronavirus right now.
I like it.
And then we just stay for a few weeks.
So is Joe bailing on the trip?
I don't think he's out, but he's thinking.
Well.
You know, I'm no hard feelings if he does. I get it. You got to look out for yourself and your family first.
Yeah, I get it.
But I think it's a safe trip, but we'll find out.
Going to Kroger or...
I definitely agree with you there. I mean, if you're leaving your house at all, then it's probably safer than that.
Yeah, we're going in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cool with it. I'm not scared of that.
But the whole thing's scary.
Besides, the alcohol that I'm going to consume on that trip is going to kill any virus that I've got flowing in my body. The three shots of moonshine I do when I get there will probably do it.
I had a friend in Michigan tell me the moonshine prices are fucking skyrocketing because of this.
Well, I bought ours for this trip in February, so they might have gone up since. But I actually got a pretty good price on ours. $35 a quart for the fruity stuff and $50 for the white lightning.
I couldn't tell you what moonshine cost. It tastes like shit. If other people put it in front of me and make me drink it, I'll do one or two shots. But otherwise, I don't really feel like I'd want to do it on purpose. For the most part, it tastes fucking awful.
It does taste awful. Now, the fruity stuff's not bad. We did enjoy those cherries. That's why I got them this time.
The cherries were good.
And we got blueberries, too.
I think Keyshawn ate like 32 of them.
32,000, I think.
It was close. I'm not sure.
The thing I like about the moonshine, when we get there, we do a couple shots of it. It's an instant, almost guaranteed buzz.
Oh, yeah.
No one likes the taste of it. I don't like the taste of Jaeger, but I like the buzz.
I like the new tradition of drinking a Long Island right away.
I
now,
do
Long
too.
Islands, they give me heartburn really bad. I can't sit there and drink Long Islands all night, but they're so fucking powerful. They give you an instant good buzz.
They do.
And you
know
can
what?
Power down that first one quick.
Mr. Scared of Traveling,
yeah,
that we were just talking about,
mm-hmm.
He told me when no one was looking, he dumped his Long Island out.
That son of a bitch.
That's a big-time foul.
That's disrespectful to gin.
Hell yes, it is.
That's the way I look at that. I could care less about anything
else. We're drinking it for gin.
Yes. Yes.
Fucker.
Yeah, we had a friend that passed away a year ago from ALS, and she enjoyed Long Island. She used to go on these trips with us, and we started the new tradition of every year drinking the first drink for her. This year, we changed it to Long Island's because that was her drink. And none of us are really Long Island people, like I said, but it was her drink. It's our ode to her. And hey, Joe, don't fucking dump it out, you peckerhead.
Yeah, because even though we're not Long Island people, we were all definitely gin people.
Yes, of course.
Coolest girl walking the
earth. Tell us about that glory hole.
It was a good story. Jen was on one of the trips, and she was the only girl. But any of you guys that knew Jen, she was one of the guys through and through. I mean,
yeah.
She never met a stranger. She was cool to everybody. She was just fucking awesome. So I told her that she had her own room, the only room with one bed in it. I said, well, look, I said, if you hear something weird in the middle of the night, don't think twice about it. It's just me. I'm going to cut a glory hole here in your wall next to the bed. I figured she'd give me a ha-ha, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. She looked at me dead fucking serious, and she goes, well, whatever comes through that thing better have a 20 wrapped around the tip.
And we appreciate that because not only is it funny, but $20 isn't really that much. So we could all really afford it if we wanted to.
But yeah, we salute Jen on every trip because we miss her. She was fucking awesome. And we drink to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for the guy who pours them out.
Definitely miss Jen. She went through some shit there at the end. They have an ALS. It's a fucking awful disease. Turns out everybody pouring water over their heads a couple of years ago didn't really solve anything. It's still taking people out. So
no, it is.
It's fucking bad.
Like I said, it's shitty. That's our depressing moment of the show. But
we could get more depressing, and we are in the middle of a pandemic. All right,
we really are.
I mean,
an
official
scary pandemic.
See, this is what I do. I hear about things like this, and then I read a bunch of articles, and I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and I remember about a third of it, and pretend like I'm a fucking expert for the next year.
Hey, there is one good thing about this pandemic.
Yeah.
It just cost me $14 to fill up my car.
That is nice.
$14.
Here's the thing, though. It would have been cheap if it didn't come to America still. It was cheap because of the Chinese thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because they said that the supply and demand was nothing.
Well, they're not driving over in China. They're not doing shit. Their government's not even
letting
them
outside. Aren't
they
driving now?
I think some of them are starting to let loose, but not all of it. I think Wuhan's still under martial law.
Are they?
Yeah, Italy's under martial law.
Fuck yeah, but Italy's not. Italy did the cool thing. They're saying you don't have to pay your electric bill, you don't have to pay your rent, mortgage, nothing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay shit until you're
Italy's in a weird situation also, where from what I've heard, 25% of their population is elderly. So,
really?
Yeah, it's a very old country. I think a lot of older people in Europe even like move there, you know, they retire and live out their lives and such.
Right. Well,
So, they have a very old population, so it's really bad there. They're
taking care of their people for sure.
Kind of. They were so ill prepared for this virus though, as we are too, which we're making moves a little bit earlier than they did. They waited until everything was bad before they put everybody in martial law, basically. Like you said, they are taking care of their people as far as doing the mortgage, holidays, so they don't have to pay their mortgage.
But, I mean, this literally could have wiped out, I mean, done that to this whole country because two or three people
went
to China. I mean, that's all it takes.
Yeah, it's quick. And the thing is it's supposed to double every 6 days. The whole population that has it doubles every 6 days. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Italy's in the point right now where they don't have the hospital bed. They don't have the ventilators.
Well, unlike here, restaurants are closed, bars closed, basically everything's
now,
closed.
Now they are, yeah, because they don't have a choice. They're literally just letting the older people die. They don't have the equipment to keep everyone alive. So if you got a young person that comes in, because young people get this, and sure, a lot of people are like, oh, it's only killing a few of them. Well, yes, it is. But it doesn't mean they still don't have to go to the fucking hospital and get put on a ventilator for a week.
Yeah, and get put on,
you know what I mean?
Right.
And if you don't get that treatment, then yes, you could die. So what they're doing in Italy now is they're having to choose. Do we keep this young person that if I put him on this ventilator is gonna live and maybe live another 40, 50 years? Or do I give it to an older person and let the young person not have it? The older person might live, might not, even with the ventilators. And even if they do live, they're only going to live for a little while longer. So what they're literally doing there is they're having to make the decision to let the people that aren't going to make it anyways just die. And that's kind of what America is trying to do right now, is get in front of it so we're not stuck in that position. From everything I've read, it's not trying to make sure no one gets it. I mean, that's not going to happen. People are going to get this virus.
Right.
It just shit happens. And for the most part, everybody is going to be fine. But they don't want everybody getting it at the same exact time so our medical industry isn't bogged down and they actually have room for people. And I think people aren't getting that through their head. They're just like, hey, I'm 25, I'm fine. You know, I didn't get to kill me. And you're right, it's not. But hey, fuck you. Why don't you think about some other people for once?
Yeah, the guy you breathe on, it might kill him.
Yes.
He might go home to visit his grandma and he might kill her.
And every healthcare professional is going to have to basically spend the next 6 months in a fucking hospital taking care of people.
Well, my ex-wife works in a doctor's office and she's already told me there's nothing but overtime.
Yeah.
In her future.
For a long time, too.
Yeah. But, you know, it is cool that Italy's taking care of its people.
That's
awesome. With the mortgage and all that. And I heard all women in Italy right now are getting free mustache wax.
Oh, that is very nice of them.
For every woman. All women gets unlimited mustache wax.
And they don't have to worry about the Brazilian wax because those bitches got bush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no more mustaches if they don't want them. Now, if you Italian ladies want it, you're more than welcome to continue growing it. But if you don't want it, free mustache wax for all.
That is really nice of the government.
What an asshole I am.
Why?
There was an old joke. Why do Italian men have mustaches? So they can look like their mothers. And I just think that's one of
that's a good one. I haven't
that's
heard
that great one.
See, I really didn't even know Italian women were known for mustaches. But now you pointed
Italian
out,
Italian women
makes
are
sense.
Hairy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they got some hairy arms.
I mean, they're hairy.
And
there's some beautiful Italian women.
Oh, by far.
But they're hairy. I mean, the lips, the, you know, the mustache, well, the unibrows. You'll see a lot of Italian unibrows.
I think the proper thing to do, especially in a place like Italy where this virus has run rampant, is for ladies to shave their mustaches, because I feel like extra molecules could get stuck in those mustaches and they could help spread the disease even further, you know?
They say it lives 3 years or 3 hours in the air.
Yeah.
How long on a nice, warm, damp mustache?
Because everybody knows, I mean, we've all been like washing our hands nonstop and using sanitizers, but how often are we washing our mustaches?
Very rare.
Yeah, I mean, I'm once a day. I wash my mustache once a day.
When you take a shower,
when I take
you
a shower,
shampoo,
I got a beard facial hair shampoo that I use every day. But outside of that, that mustache is just staying there.
I'm catching
molecules.
I think, isn't it true that Italy, besides China, Italy's by far the worst hit?
Yeah, well, apparently
South Korea.
South Korea has had a great response from everything. From apparently the Southeastern Asian countries, like I don't know why
Vietnam,
Eastern now. Singapore. Singapore supposedly has done the best job.
Really?
The absolute best job. But South Korea supposedly done a really good job. South Korea has these drive-thrus set up right now where tens of thousands of people are getting tested every day by just going through a drive-thru.
Was it a blood test?
No, it's a mouth swab. Just like a flu test, you know, where they'll stick a...
down your throat?
And... yeah, get whatever the fuck they get out of your throat and do it that way. Their tests only have like a two and a half hour response time. The shit that we've seen in America so far, like, you know, it takes the next day or 2 days later to find out. So South Korea is all over this right now.
Well, that's good.
They've done a good job.
Well, I'll tell you what.
But they're also small as shit. People don't look at that also. It's like, yeah, cool. South Korea's done a good job. Well, South Korea's
still a shit ton of people there.
There's a shit ton of people, but there's probably more people in New York and California.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? Like, so we're not talking about giant spots. China, of course. Yeah, that's giant. But look at China. China's got, they've got decimated from this.
Right. Oh, they have. I mean, I think, how many deaths are they talking about worldwide? Like 1,000? Is that what the death toll is, or is it more?
I have no idea. No idea. I don't want to talk out my ass.
I think it's more than 1,000. If I could talk about something happy for a second.
Ah, fucking boring.
Is it really?
No.
Happy is boring?
No, go ahead.
Jason just showed me his laptop here, and I was looking at my first pair of submitted tits. I've been asking for tits for 10 weeks.
It's true.
I got my first pair of tits on the email today.
To be fair, you've only been asking for tits for like 3 weeks.
All right. I've been asking for 3 weeks, and I got a pair.
You claimed
I wouldn't have a pair. I'm looking at a nice pair right here. And I'll tell you what, guys, you have until...
nipple rings.
You've got nipple rings
on
there.
Got nipple rings,
tattoos.
Yes. Tattoos, yes.
Yeah, sexy titties right there. And I'll tell you what, no face, so I don't know whose they are. You know, I don't know her name. But I will tell you this, that this podcast will come out Tuesday, and I'm going to give you till Friday, people, ladies, to send me your titties, because if not, that will be the winner of the Papa John's pizza.
Yeah, so far this guy Earl's winning.
All right, guys, it's a pair of man's tits, all right?
Hey, I didn't even mean to do that, honestly.
It's a guy's tits, but I didn't specify male or female tits. Well, I got a hairy pair of tits right here.
I was going to say, they look like Italian tits.
Redheaded Italian tits?
He's not redheaded. But good for these tits.
Yeah, and you know what? Bottom line is, I didn't specify male, female tits. I wanted female tits, I'm not going to lie. But I do have a pair of tits, and it's so funny because the caption above this picture says, "Here's my tits, where's my pizza?"
That's exactly what it says.
So you have until Friday to submit your tits better than his. Okay, if not, he's getting a Papa John's pizza Friday night.
All right, well, we got a couple emails. So let's just go through these real quick. this one was kind of a would you rather, basically, but it's aimed at you.
At me specifically.
Specifically you.
All right.
So I'll just read the email. Hello, this question is for Jason, but I would like Chris's thoughts afterwards. Well, fuck, never mind. I must have read that completely wrong because it says for Jason.
For Jason.
All right. With all the talk of people hoarding toilet paper. Oh, no, that's what it was. It's a question for me about you.
Okay.
Okay, now I'll go. With all the talk of people hoarding toilet paper and Chris talking about his multiple adventures with fingers and anal beads and et cetera in his ass. Which of the three items below do you think Chris would go to wipe his ass with? All right, so his name is three items, and if you only could choose these three items...
to wipe my ass
to wipe your ass, I have to decide which one you would choose.
All right.
All right. A pile of porcupine quills. A jellyfish.
Oh.
The now dirty case of wet wipes that were used to clean up the gay orgy a few weeks back.
Ooh.
So I am, whew, that's tough. Ew, God. Is the jellyfish alive or dead? If you're talking about a dead jellyfish, then who gives a shit? I mean, that's gross. I don't want a dead animal touch my butthole, but at the same time, it's not going to shock the shit out of me. A pile of porcupine quills. I wonder if you can take porcupine quills and kind of mat them up. You know what I mean? Like some people can sleep on them.
That's what I'm thinking.
Pine needles or something like that.
Well, first of all, the jellyfish can still sting you.
Even dead?
Oh, yeah. It stings you with these little barbs that come out.
Oof.
I mean, most people get stung by jellyfish. They step on dead ones on the beach. Yeah, it can sting you forever. It's got these barbs sticking out. That's what you step on. It's
and,
not a
and
fucking
the
electric
case
eel.
Of wet wipes that were used to clean up the gay orgy. Now, you could look at that, and you could take those wet wipes, and you could run them under the shower or something like that and get the cum off of them. But they've been used to clean up a gay orgy. You don't know, or any kind of orgy. You don't. You know, there's cum all over them. You don't know if that's AIDS cum.
You don't.
You know what I mean? I don't fucking know.
Herpes cum. You don't know what yeah. it is.
So even if you get it out, there might be a
even
little...
Even a hetero orgy.
That's what I mean. Like, no matter what kind of orgy it is, it just, I don't want the remnants of that touching my butthole.
All right. Well, then you tell me, you tell him
what do
which
I think
one
you're
you think I would
choose?
Use, and I'll tell you.
I think you're going to go with the porcupine quills.
You're 100% right. All right. Because, well, first of all, I don't know how good they're going to clean your ass. And I think... Yeah. I mean, they're only sharp on the one end.
I don't know. I've never fucked around with porcupine
quills. I mean, it's a fucking... dart sticking out of this thing. I think it's dull on the other side, and I think I'd probably grab a handful in like a circular thing and go after the dull end and try to clean my cornhole that way.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought you would go with.
Yeah, I'm not going with the... Whew. I'm not getting my asshole shocked or stung by a jellyfish and the orgy thing. Even though you say gay orgy, like I said, any orgy, man, you're cleaning up cum and pee and... maybe some shit in there.
You never know.
You never know. It's
that's
an orgy.
That's going to get weird.
Things are going in all kinds of holes.
That is definitely going to get weird.
I think that would be my last one. I would get stung by the jellyfish next.
All right. Well, there you go, hairy guy. Thanks for another email from you. You're one of our best listeners. You've contributed more than almost anyone besides this next guy.
Hey, and by the way, thanks for your concern about the safety and cleanliness of my asshole.
This is from our buddy GetPussy69.
Love the name.
shit.
Get Pussy 69. That's a great name.
All right, let me find it real quick. Because I opened up his old one instead of his new one. Oh, I see why. Because he changed his real name on Good Pussy 69. Now it's Get Clam. They think that's his real name.
I love the name Clam, too. Bearded yes. Clam, we talked about that.
All right. So, shout up Cincinnati. I know you two are big music guys. So, what's your opinion on Weird Al? Do you consider it real music, and do you like him or not? Do you consider him talented, and have you seen one of his shows, and would you pay to see him live?
Well, my thoughts on Weird Al. Do I consider him talented? Well, hell yes, I do. He has to write all that shit. I've never been to a Weird Al show. Obviously, it's not... He's not a musical genius. He uses the same tune, same harmonies, the other song. He just rewrites them. But from what I hear about a Weird Al show, people have been to it. They say there's like 100 costume changes. It's like a big production. I think there's entertainment value there for sure.
All right. Well, here you go, Get Putsy 69. Love Weird Al. I do consider it real music, and I do consider him a musical genius, where Chris said he wasn't. Here's why. I know what you're saying is he's basically just doing other people's songs. Now, if you ever listen to a Weird Al album, they only do that like 4 or 5 songs. And then he has his own songs, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, where he writes all the music. But no lie, what's he play? He plays the accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah. He was a top 5 accordion player ranked in the world musically.
Really?
He is literally a music genius. He just happens to play that kind of music.
Really?
Yes, but
the guy
is insanely...
I knew he played the accordion.
Yeah, he's insanely talented musician. He chose to do the way he does because he's a fucking goofball.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have a great singing voice. Or,
not at all. But I have seen him live, and it was a fucking great show, and I would go back anytime.
I've heard
one of the best live shows I've ever seen. I mean, it was great. All the musicians that he has are insanely good musicians.
I mean, he put on like the Michael Jackson fat suit for
I don't remember
fat,
which
suit,
like but he did. Yeah, he did stuff like that. I mean, he didn't cover every song. The guy is too much.
Well, I've heard nothing but good things about a Weird Al show. I've never been to one. Not that I wouldn't. I just haven't.
Yeah. I'd suggest it. You know, if you have a day off or something like that and the
well,
show's
I heard it's
in town.
Entertaining as hell.
I would go to that show. That's a good show. And anytime I will go with you to a Weird Al show.
And I will say, even though it was terrible, I did like the movie UHF.
I love the movie UHF, and I don't think it's terrible. But then again, I like shitty things. So there you go.
All right. What's next from Get Clam?
Get Pussies. It's Get Pussy 69. His name is just Get Clam.
Oh,
you know what I mean? How they'll put your regular, like my name will be like Jason Bauman, and then it'll say Jason.
Get Pussy.
.e.bauman@gmail.com.
I got it.
You know, his is Get Clam, Get Pussy 69 at whatever he's at. Anyways, How do you guys feel about the saying, there's no such thing as a stupid question? And do you have any specific examples for or against this?
Well, I think there is such thing as a stupid question. I think that's fucking lots of them.
I think that's a stupid saying. There's all sorts of fucking stupid questions.
I'll give you a great example of it, even though it's possible for it to be someone else. When we're sitting at the cabin, okay, and we smell this horrible, horrendous fart, the stupid question is, hey, who farted? You know it's Beasley.
That's
you know
not true, man. Some of these people are worse than him sometimes.
Matt Hudson can
Matt
drop
Hudson's
a
farts are some of the worst farts I've ever smelled in my life.
The best fart I've ever smelled in my whole life was Eric Livingston.
He had some bad ones.
He did a drive-by on Jen when Jen was still with us, and she was dealing dice, and he did a drive-by stop to say hi, dropped. He said, that's the little one. But when he left, man, it was on my clothes. It was one of the worst things I've ever smelled in my life.
You literally had to go wash your hands to get
it. Well, how about this for a stupid question? You got a hot girl standing there, and she goes, hey, you want to fuck? Is that a stupid question?
Of course that's a stupid question.
That's a stupid question.
You know what? Get Pussy 69, that question that you just asked us was a stupid question. So there you go.
Agreed.
Anyways, thoughts on this year's baseball season. Is it fair game to beam the Astros 83.5 times this season? Do you think the Reds have a chance to win an NL Central? And who's your pick to win it all? It looks like this man right here, I know him pretty well, and he's a gambler. He's just looking for gambling advice. So
well,
let's give
I will
him
tell
some gambling
that,
advice.
Do I think it's fair to hit the Astros? Absolutely.
Yeah, take the
I think
over.
They're cheaters, but I think you should only hit the ones who were on the team last year.
True. I agree with you there.
You get somebody new, they don't deserve to get plunked. You want to plunk Altuve and Bregman 1,000 times, you go right ahead.
I think Altuve by himself should be plunked 83.5 times.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, take the over on that bet, bud. The Reds to win the NL Central, I think they could.
I like it.
I don't know if I'd take the bet. It's going to be a close one, but they're definitely in the running. I'd probably take the bet just because I'm a Reds fan.
Well, I was actually looking at the Reds to win the pennant. Now, I know the Dodgers are loaded and fully stacked like they always are.
I'm scared baseball ain't going to happen, to be honest, but go on.
Well, I think a short season could happen.
Yeah, a short season.
The Dodgers are loaded. They're always loaded, and even this year they're more loaded. But, man, the Reds went out and got the exact things they needed to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really needed a good, solid infield. They needed some speed in the outfield, and they needed some good bats in the outfield when they got Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, a little extra pitching, too. I mean, yeah, they're set up.
Moustakas, man. The Reds, he's a king.
This is the most exciting offseason I've had probably in my adult life as a
Without
Reds
a
fan.
Without a doubt.
We've never been – Cincinnati in general, just not a city that goes and gets free agents that are worth a shit outside of getting Ken Griffey Jr.
And
back in the day.
Especially more than one.
Yeah,
they went
exactly.
On three.
That's
four,
what I mean.
You know?
Like back in the day, that was exciting when we got Ken Griffey Jr. That was my favorite player. Still is my favorite baseball player of all time.
Well,
but we got him on the downside of his career, and he's the only person we got. So we had a shit team surrounded by, or, you know, a legend surrounded by a shit team, basically.
Yeah.
So we never.
He gave us two or three really solid years.
No, for sure.
He
was in the mid. I guess he wasn't on the complete downside, but he never had injury troubles before he got here. He got here and started getting injured.
But when he got here, I know what you mean. When he got here, he didn't climb the outfield wall as much
as
he
did
in Seattle.
He was one of the only players in the league at that time to be a fucking clean athlete.
He was.
So if he was just like those other assholes, he'd still be climbing walls and running, you know, and
Agreed.
Doing everything, if not even better. I mean, imagine Ken Griffey Jr., the natural talent that man is, if he took the same regiment that Barry Bonds took.
Right.
Who Barry Bonds, don't get me wrong, was also a naturally talented. The guy was a Hall of Famer before he started taking steroids.
But, man, you look at pictures of him, and literally in 2 years' time, he went from this skinny guy to just this ripped, huge,
His
massive
fucking
guy.
Head grew four sizes. I mean, that's where you can see it most of
that's
the time.
That's HGH.
Yeah, when your head's growing and all of a sudden you go from a size 11 shoe to a size 13 at the age of 32.
Right.
But that doesn't happen, guys.
Well, I'll tell you, what I like about this year's Reds team is our pitching seems to have fallen really where we needed it to. I'm still not a Raisel Iglesias fan. I really think they should have tried to get something off him. He just struggled way too much last year.
I agree there. I think
but
he's
it
not
looks
a
like
closer.
Trevor Bauer, looks like Trevor Bauer's got his head on straight this year. He really wants to go out and contribute. Sonny Gray is the man.
I love Sonny
on.
Gray. Yeah.
I love Sonny Gray.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
I mean, if you
right
really
now.
Look at it with Luis Castillo, Gray, and Trevor Bauer, none of them's the best pitcher in the league, but they're the best three combined.
Yeah, I agree. Got the best 1-2-3 punch.
Absolutely. In all of baseball.
Yeah, we'll see where we go from there. But I don't know. I'm excited about the season. This you know, with the canceling and opening day, everything. It's a bummer. It's the first year I've really been excited about the Reds in a bit.
Right.
So it is a bummer. Hopefully they'll get around to it. And who's our pick to win it all? You said the Dodgers.
Dodgers are always the pick to win it all.
Dodgers are always the pick. I don't know if they'll actually win it. But
now, as far as the Central, I don't know. Probably Milwaukee, St. Louis, like always.
Yeah.
But
Or the Reds.
Or the Reds. I think we're there. Did anybody pick up Puig
yet? I was about to ask you that.
The Dodgers, supposedly he turned down a deal from the Dodgers.
Really?
Because it wasn't enough money. Supposedly he turned down $10 million from the Dodgers. Now, it was never confirmed.
1 year, $10
million? 1 year, $10
million. He should have took that deal.
Supposedly he turned it down.
No, he should have took that deal.
Well, he's not young. He's looking for a multi-year deal to retire on.
But he has to know at this point the market's not out there for him. I mean, he's still too much of a question mark. He's a nutcase.
He is a nutcase. I mean, and besides the fact that you want to talk about when someone goes on a hitting lull, he's the definition.
Yeah. I mean, I've met Puig quite a few times and dealt with him on a personal level, and he's a crazy person, man.
You know what I really liked about Puig when he played here is, you know, he was this god in L.A. He was a Dodger, blah, blah, blah. He came here, and he seemed to really embrace the city, embrace the team. He wanted to be here.
No, I liked him.
He did the same thing to Cleveland when he went there. So it's like, I think when he's on your roster, he's going to give you everything he's got.
I like him. I've seen many athletes out in public, and, you know, mostly I haven't dealt with too many ones that are assholes. But I will say that not many have gone out of their way as much to take pictures with fans, to do stuff like that, Puig do. I mean, I never seen that man turn down a picture. I'd never seen him act like a jerk to a fan.
You know what I mean? I haven't either.
There's a lot to be said for that, because those kind of people do get hounded.
They do.
You know what I mean? Especially someone like Puig. He sticks out like a fucking sore thumb.
Especially with that yellow mohawk.
Yeah, the yellow mohawk. He's a giant man. So he sticks out. People recognize him right away. And he has that superstar factor, even if he doesn't really have it on the field anymore. He still has that superstar factor that we didn't really have in Cincinnati.
Well, we kept waiting for it to come back. Every time he got a high inside pitch, you were thinking it was just going to leave the yard. And it, you know, he hits the ball hard still, but he just doesn't hit it hard enough and as often. But like I said, I like the fact that he embraced the team. When he was here, he gave you his all.
Yeah.
You know, he was hustling on every ground ball, fly ball. He was hustling. He busted his ass for you.
I would take Puig back in a second.
I would too. Well, I mean, where would you put him now?
At the right price. That's the thing, is you'd have to be at the right price, and he'd have to be willing to platoon.
Well, he would have to platoon. He would have to platoon like every third or fourth day he's not as good as any of our starters anymore.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And I just don't think he has the ability to accept that in his mind.
I don't either.
That he's at that point in his career. Well, and he might not be at that point in career in every team, but he is on our team.
Well, but nobody that's asking for more than $10 million for 1 year is going to platoon. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people might. Some people might want to say, hey, I'm at the tail end of my career. Just show me the money.
He's not really that young, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's on the tail end. And I don't know. I think he's still got something to offer. I think an AL team is where he needs to be. I think a DH is where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Although, God, the guy's still got a gun.
Oh, great. Great arm.
Cannon.
It's because he's a monster.
He is. But the problem is he doesn't get to every fly ball. He's not the fastest guy out there. You know, I mean, he runs the bases okay. But he's not going to get to stuff like, you know, a lot of other guys are. Like Okiyama, that kid we just picked up. I mean, that kid's lightning. He's everywhere.
Puig is probably the biggest athlete I've ever seen. And I'm not talking about just size, because I've seen Andrew Whitworth, and that guy's a fucking gigantic monster.
I stood right next to Jose Canseco in his prime.
Okay, I could see him being bigger.
He was a building.
Yeah, I could see him being bigger. But, you know, as far as just athletic prowess, just looking at him and going, God damn. You know what I mean? Like, I've met the Burfix, the Malalugas, you know, a bunch of the linebackers, a bunch of the defense of the Bengals. I've met most of them. Puig makes those guys not look that athletic. You know what I mean? Like, the size of that man's insane.
And the thing about Puig that's so intimidating is just that you can look at all these other athletes and, you know, you'll find flaws somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have the hugest arm. Puig's huge everywhere.
Yeah, it's creepy.
And you can look at him and say, my God, it's like probably like a brick hitting that guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's rock hard. He's huge. He's intimidating. Like I say, he was an all right guy.
Yeah, I liked him.
I like to have him on the team. Right now I just don't think there's a place here for him anymore.
No, I agree with you. But I do wish him well, and I wish his friend Tim well. I like that guy a lot too. Anyways, last question from old Get Pussy 69. Have your penis or fingers ever gotten pruny from fingering or banging a girl for extended periods of time?
No.
No. What the fuck kind of weird women are you with if that's a thing? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And who's fingering someone long enough to get pruny fingers?
You'll need to change your name to Get Sick Pussy 69 because something's wrong with the pussies you're fingering.
Yeah. Or
if
you're just
coming out pruny.
If you're just that fucking of a man where you're making a girl that wet, then good for you also. But frankly, I don't believe that there's any pussy that's getting that wet where your fingers are getting pruny. So. Don't worry about it there, Get Pussy 69. That's never happened to me. If that's happened to you, good fucking congratulations, all right?
Hey, and you're a pretty young guy, so I'm just going to tell you this. In my experience, women don't like to be fingered for 45 minutes. Yeah. Okay, the length of time it would take to get any kind of markings on your finger. Okay, no. Women don't want that.
No, just because they like the notebook don't mean they want a finger in their pussy for the duration of it. All right? Jesus Christ.
Get
calm
your
down,
fingers
buddy.
Out of there.
Pruny fingers. Jesus all right. Christ.
And tongue.
Oh, no, he said dick.
Oh, he said dick? I thought he said tongue.
No, I don't even know if your dick gets pruny. I've never stayed in
never.
The, I mean, I've took long baths, I guess, before in my life, and I don't ever remember looking at my dick and going, ooh, pruny dick.
My balls get kind of wrinkled.
Well, they're already kind of wrinkled, right? I mean, they're balls.
All right, I've got a good one here. This one's directed 100% at me. I think it's kind of talking to Jason about me.
That's the way most of these are. I love it.
I know. I do, too.
Like, let's talk shit about Chris to Jason.
But this guy did not give his email address or his name. It's kind of long, so bear with me. It says, Dear Shut Up Cincinnati, first time emailer. Love your show. But that old guy, Chris, the 64-year-old, is out of line.
64.
Thank you, Jason, for sticking up against that old poop on the recent discussion about the heart-stomping, breathtaking, legendary, Viagra-tasting rock and roll genius of a songwriter. Yep. Bruce the Boss Springsteen. Concerned about the poops analogy of the song I'm on Fire. If that peckerhead Chris didn't spend so much time staring at his pecker, there's the first spelling error. Good job. he would understand two things about Springsteen. First, his greatness comes from songwriting. Did I or did I not say that he was a great songwriter?
Yeah, you shit on his guitar playing.
That's what I shit on.
Yeah.
But did I say great songwriter?
Yes, you did.
All right, there's one mistake there, fucko. Next. Elvis is the king, but he never wrote a song and made it a hit. Bruce is the boss because he wrote thousands of songs, and although he plays every instrument, he realizes to be the best, you have to get better musicians than you and be the boss. Luckily, the boss grew up with a pretty good guitar player and a friend in Steve Van Zandt. Adding Nils Lofgren as his second lead guitar was incredible, and then adding Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine to tour and do an album only solidified the boss as the musical genius leader of the last 30 years. Bryce is not stupid. I'm sure
Bryce?
You meant, yeah, Bryce Springsteen.
I know Bryce. Bryce.
No, it's Bryce Springsteen.
Oh, okay,
I'm reading the email verbatim. He fully understands that being the fourth best guitar player in the band was a good thing. Now for the poop's second absurd comment about the song I'm on Fire. Bruce has been asked the question many times. What were you thinking? Well, what is that song about? His answer is simple. The song is about whatever your mind wants the song to be about. However, in I'm on Fire, everybody knows the song back in 1982 when Chris was 28.
That's accurate.
Only knows what the song was about. He made a video and acted in the video. The boss plays the part of an auto mechanic, and his beautiful 20-year-old, 20-something, comes in wanting to get her car repaired. The video shows how she is a married woman, and when Bruce meets her immediately, gets a bad desire to fuck her brains out. His wish is her daddy, husband, will be out and wants to desperately fix the car and bring it to her house. Go ahead, you poop, and YouTube that video. The boss won an award for Song of the Year. I have said enough. I think I can finally calm down and listen to the final 43 minutes of this week's podcast, and long live Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
All right, let me make a quick couple observations about
Please
this.
Do.
First, I love the fact that how it ended. Where he had to stop the fucking podcast to email you. He was that upset where he stopped. Like, I mean, you shit on Bruce, and he's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
He goes to shutupcincinnati.com. He goes where we can email and stuff and send you this long letter. I love that. I love that, sir. Your passion was great.
I think I have an idea who this is, by the way.
Okay. The second part that I'm going to question right off the bat is the I'm on Fire thing. After you mentioned that, after I seen the lyrics, it's questionable, to say the least. All right, I understand where you're coming from. Now, his defense about the video, come on, dude. The video was obviously made probably a year after the song was written.
Absolutely.
And if it was about child diddling, he's not going to make a video about child diddling.
My point exactly. I mean, even that said that happen. When we were talking about it.
Yeah, that would never happen. So
I said, what are they going to do? Make a video of this car mechanic putting a ladder up to the side of this person's house and pulling the teenager out of there and putting him in his white Fleetside van and heading off the road? No, they're not going to do that, dummy.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you can't really use the video as proof. Is it about child molestation? I seriously doubt it. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy, but you can't deny the creepiness of the lyrics. I mean,
well, this guy can deny it totally.
Well, he's a little blindsided by the boss. He loves him some boss. People, you know, we got Trump fans that'll deny everything the guy says. So
I know, but this guy didn't listen at all to what I was saying. I said how great of a musician he was, or how great of a songwriter he was, entertainer. I gave him the full props.
But that's the thing
I just don't like his guitar playing.
That's the thing about passionate people like that, though. I mean, he obviously couldn't even finish the podcast at that point.
And by the way,
just saying anything bad made him go,
if this is who I think it is,
yeah,
you're not young, my friend. You're probably every bit as old as I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're an older poop, if it is who I think it is. But all I said was the acoustic guitar doesn't fit well in a jamming rock and roll song. And I also said that he's not a great guitar player. That's all I said. Okay, you know, I didn't bash on his songwriting. As a matter of fact, I complimented his songwriting.
I don't think he played the acoustic in most of the songs live.
I'm on fire? Hey, like Jason said, they didn't make that video before the song. They presented it to MTV, the song, and they said, "Well, we're going to change the video up, and we're gonna make it something a little bit less creepy."
Yeah, we had Bruce just hanging outside of a middle school, but I guess we're going to change it up. He's going to be a mechanic now.
Yeah, he's got a giant box of puppies hanging out in front of a library. And,
hey, but keep the wife beater on, Bruce. We can use that on either scene.
Yeah,
all right?
And somebody come in, put the oil all over Bruce's face, Bryce's face. Sorry, but And like I said, he didn't listen to what I said at all. All I did was ragged on his guitar playing. I didn't rag on his songwriting or anything like that. But I do appreciate the feedback. And like I said, if you are who I think you are, you need to take a look at your driver's license because you're no spring chicken either.
I hope it was a young man just to piss you off more. But who knows?
Well, if it's a young man, I'm all down for it. All I'm saying is that he didn't listen to what I said. So I pretty much just have one thing to say to you, and that's... Long live that.
Is anything else going on?
Well, you know, except for the bullshit. I was a little disappointed this week. It's our first week ever that we didn't get an Australian or a foreign listen.
Well, we kind of did because
Australian last week.
Well, yeah, but we talked about on the podcast last week that we didn't get them. So we did get them. They reported to us a little bit late. We do have an Australian fan.
Right. But we're still waiting for some other countries. Now, I know you're probably quarantined right now.
Yeah, our listens are actually, you know, they've gone up the last couple of weeks, which is nice, but they're staying in America and Canada.
Right. Canadians love us, man.
Percentage-wise, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, I still attribute it all to Rush.
I think you need to stop attributing. Hey, if we have any of you Canadian people that listen, please email us and tell us that you don't listen because of Rush. And get this out of this guy's fucking head.
There's no way they don't listen to us because of Rush. Some of them.
I think they listen to us because we shit on Nickelback.
Let me tell you something cool.
That's our worst export.
I met a guy last week.
How's this end?
Social situation. Turns out this guy's Canadian. Okay. I said, really, what part of Canada are you from? Happens to be from Ontario.
That's our people.
Right. And he said he was standing on a street corner one day, and he heard these tires squealing. And this car, like a really fast sports car that somebody didn't know how to drive, you know, didn't know how to shift it and all that stuff, really. And he looked down next to him. There was a Ferrari with Geddy Lee in the front seat.
Really?
And he said, obviously, he has no idea how to drive a sports car like that, but he was 5 feet from Geddy in this Ferrari.
Geddy Lee would look so fucking stupid in a
Geddy
Ferrari.
Lee's not a handsome man.
No, well, he's just a stupid-looking person. I mean,
yeah, but you know
call
what?
Him handsome or not good-looking, he's just stupid-looking. I hate the way
but
he looks.
But he's so intelligent.
Good for him.
All those guys. I mean, musically, they're intelligent. These guys actually studied it. And if you give me your email address, Springsteen Guy, I'll rant and rave over Rush on an email for you.
The idea that you think Rush is better than Springsteen blows my head.
I like Rush better than Springsteen.
They don't write better songs.
Their lyrics are weird. Like I said, Rush has always been one of those bands, you get it or you don't.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I'm sorry.
Well, I just do, though. I think musically there's, I mean, there's fucking three people making all that fucking music. Three guys.
So was Nirvana.
Well, yeah, they didn't make the music that fucking Rush made.
Yeah, not at all.
And if you ask Dave Grohl himself, he is not Neil Peart. He'll be the first to tell you that. He was Neil Peart's biggest fan.
No, he's a different kind of drummer. He's not like that.
He's not technical. He's a beater, but
yeah.
No, it's pretty pretty mild week. You know, stressful as fuck with not knowing if we're going to be open, not knowing if we're going to close.
Have you been Ubering at all?
I Ubered once. There were still people going places. Restaurants and bars are still open.
I haven't Ubered since November, and I'm scared to at this point.
Better than nothing.
As far as money's concerned, yeah, but I'm just,
you know,
I'm
not
afraid
one of those guys that when
me.
I Uber, though, I don't sit there. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a closed space. It's not even like I can leave the windows open right now. It's too fucking cold outside.
No, you could pick people up with a mask on.
I could do that, but
I'll give you a fucked up story.
Yeah, go ahead.
My sister works with this gal who, true story, and this is fucked up, man. Her and her boyfriend were out at a bar last week.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little tipsy, so they called an Uber.
Yeah.
Guy came, picked him up. And it's a true story. My mother told me this. Fucked up, man. And he was dropping them off.
Did she describe him as a colored person?
No. No. She, he dropped the guy off first, and then he was dropping the girl off. And he asked the girl if she wanted a bottle of water. He gave her a bottle of water. Next thing you know, she woke up on his couch.
Whoa.
With him laying on the other end of the couch.
Where was the man at?
They dropped him off already. He was dropping the girl off, but he spiked the water. Did something fucked up to the water.
Obviously. God damn.
She woke up on the couch. She went to the hospital. He didn't try to keep her there. He didn't kidnap her or anything. Went to the hospital.
Well, he did kidnap her, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying he wasn't trying to forcibly keep her there.
He didn't kidnap
her
after.
She went to the
hospital
and was confirmed that he did fucking rape her while she was out.
Wow.
It's fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah. Oof. Here's the thing. I've drove Ubers for 3 years now, I think. I've never done anything awful like that, obviously, but I'm not comfortable with, for one thing, I've had a couple, lady friends that asked, you know, wanting to drive and stuff like that. And I always tell them, no, I was like, I wouldn't suggest it. I was like, I've had some creeps in my car. I'm a dude. I'm a big fat dude. There's not many people fucking with me.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, a pretty lady, you know, our friend Juan was thinking about doing it for a little while.
Yeah. That'd
She's
be a bad
too
car.
Fucking pretty to be in fucking Ubers. You know what I mean? Those guys are going to go after anything.
Yeah.
And I just think it's scary for that. So I wouldn't suggest that. And I know my wife has Ubered before, and I never really feel comfortable with that. I really
well,
don't.
No,
not by herself.
I'm not real comfortable with women doing it either, because a lot of people Uber these days, but still a big portion of them still do it because they've been drinking.
Yeah.
And no, I wouldn't be comfortable with my wife doing it either. Or, like I said, Juan wanted to do it. She had told me she wanted to do it. I wouldn't be comfortable with that either.
No, you know, and the thing is they don't do much testing for their drivers. I mean, you sign up online, you never meet anyone.
No, but they're supposed to do a background check.
Well, even if they do a background check, that's not going to include everything. I mean, that might just be someone that hasn't got caught yet. You know what I mean? That's all it means.
And, you know, Uber's no different than anything else. There's creeps in every line of work.
Oh, 100%. But at this point,
you can't fault the Uber drivers. No. You just had a fucking asshole.
No, you got a creepy employee at Kroger's that just maybe walk around, follow you or something like that. Okay, that's one thing. But if it's just you and them in the car, that can be scary. And like you said, I would definitely not take any beverages from anybody.
Well, no, but...
You just shouldn't, as a woman, you shouldn't take drinks from
Uber
strangers.
Recommends that you have candy and water and shit in your car.
Uber can go fuck themselves. I've never done that, ever. In fact, I have mints for myself in my car, and I've had customers ask for it, and I'm going, nah. Those are my mints. You go fuck
when
yourself.
I go out Uber and I make hot hors d'oeuvres...
Oh, do you?
And have a little tray.
A little pigs in a blanket?
Would you like a nacho, sir? Or, you know, things like that. Buffalo chicken dip? I mean, I'm looking for those tips.
Well, good for you, buddy. Not me. I don't give a shit. I'm going to get you from point A to point B. I may be a little bit high when I do it, but we're going to make it.
And guys, we're going to tell you this. For the duration of our time off of work, we will be doing 2 podcasts a week.
That is true. You're at least going to get 4 podcasts in the next 2 weeks. We only know we're closed for 2 weeks, so... Could be a lot more. Could be that's it. Who
this
knows?
One, we talked about some serious shit. We talked about the coronavirus, talked about all that, blah, blah, blah. The next one is just going to be mindless, fucked up, funny stuff.
I agree. We're going to try just in general to stay away from this coronavirus shit after this episode in general, unless things just take a 100% turn for the worse. And then obviously it's going to be hard not to talk about.
Yeah.
But in general, I don't want people to come here every week, listen to us, scare them about a fucking virus.
No, because we don't know shit.
Let's have some fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't know shit.
Like I said, I'll listen to things. I'm half in the bucket when I'm listening to them, and then I'll pretend like I'm an expert, but I know that I only remember a little bit of it, and some of it might not even be right. So
right.
Don't so, really listen to me.
So like I said, we wanted to talk about it on this podcast because it's what everybody's talking about.
It's a major part of our lives right now, and most of our coworkers, and we have a lot of people at work that listen to us, and it's, you know, it's a big deal right now, but let's not dwell on it. Hey, we got 2 weeks off. Getting paid.
I think on our next podcast, I think we're going to have a pretty fucking crazy guest.
Hey, he's not crazy, but he got some stories, I'm sure.
I mean, funny crazy.
Yeah.
So the next one, like I said, we'll be back to our normal dick and butthole talk probably.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have been asking for not as, well, when I say you guys, I mean like three people. We've been asking for not as much dick and asshole talk. Here you go. You pretty much got it this episode, I think.
Yeah, you got illness and rape talk.
Yeah. So yeah, congratulations. Is that what you people want?
Good Lord. I'd rather hear about buttholes and shit than the coronavirus.
Yeah, basically everybody that asked for us not to have dick and asshole jokes are rape apologists.
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of legally changing my name to Dick Asshole.
Yeah, good name.
Richard Asshole, but my friends call me Dick.
You can't just make it Asshole. You would have to change it a little bit.
Yeah, but I would pronounce it different. It would be spelled the same. I would be Asshole.
Asshole? Okay.
Asshole. Richard Asshole.
Would you spell it Asshole?
Yes. Hi, I'm Richard Asshole. Friends call me Dick. And if anybody read it, they would say, Dick Asshole. Nobody would know Asshole.
How much did that cost?
To legally change your name?
Yeah.
$175.
Really? You've looked into it?
We've legally changed my child's name.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
It was $175.
Just first name, though, for her, right?
First and middle.
Okay. Oh, first and middle.
First and middle. He took my middle name. He took took Christopher as his middle name, which was pretty fucking cool.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was $175 and... one kind of weird session in front of the judge.
I don't like my child's middle name.
You don't?
No, I fucking hate it. But I mean, the thing is I let her choose that. I did pick his first name, Kane, and I love that name, and she stuck with it.
What's
the
middle
name? Clements.
Clements?
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously a family name.
It's a family name. It's, I think, her grandpa's name or some shit like that, but whatever. I don't like it.
I was never crazy about my middle name, but my middle name is Edward.
My middle name's Edward.
Is it really?
Damn. Didn't know we were a couple of Edwards sitting around.
Yeah, my middle name's Edward. It was named after, I was named after my dad's father.
Exactly the same here. My dad's father.
So,
who I never met. He passed away, I believe, in the late 70s sometimes. I don't know the exact date on that one.
I think mine was before that. I think mine was like before I was born, I think.
Yeah, mine too. I was born in 80.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, remember, I'm not old as shit.
You're not an old poop?
Not an old poop. Not yet. Getting there. But I got a little while before I qualify for old poop status.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Now, I did blow out my knee earlier this week trying to get a chicken wing out of my dog's mouth. I felt like an old poop at that point. I had to call off work for a day. My knee ballooned up.
You had to call in work one day because you couldn't get a chicken wing.
I went to work Tuesday, and I hobbled around like a motherfucker. Could barely walk at all. And... the pencil at work, of course, decided to choose me to walk around tapping everybody out to go back to the office.
I was
so
there.
So I had to do extra walking.
Yeah, I was there.
Thanks, Jeff. Anyhow, so I was in quite a bit of pain when I got home, and I came home, took my knee brace off, and my knee was fucking gigantic.
Was it?
So I took a day off to ice it and do nothing.
See, this old guy doesn't have knee problems, back problems.
I've had knee problems since I think it's an old football injury, man.
Yeah, Al Bundy.
I'm pretty sure that is what it is, though. I remember it was a backyard football game when I was like 19 years old and I fucked up my knee. And
oh,
I've never
did
been
you?
The same since.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
And yeah, I had to get the chicken wing from my fucking dog. I had a...
Well, they choke on the bone?
Yeah. Dogs are not supposed to eat chicken wing bones. And I'm not talking about like I was getting it so I could fight it to eat it back. I had 8 15 wings. I had 8 15 wings, put them in the garbage, went upstairs to take a shit. While I was upstairs taking a shit, the dog knocked over the garbage can. When I came downstairs, there was 3 of them left. So he ate 12 chicken wing bones. So we were on high alert all week to make sure this dog could shit. Because
yeah,
because
the bones splinter.
They can splinter up and they can stick in his other organs inside him. It's kind of a big deal. Like, it's, yeah, it was kind of scary. But in the process of trying to wrestle those last chicken wing bones away from him so he didn't eat all of them.
Does he growl at you when...
he backed down. It's not hard to do. I just had to catch him.
Yeah, you just got to watch your knees.
Yeah, and then my fucking knee just popped. The next thing I knew, I couldn't fucking walk all night. That's how you know you're getting old, I guess.
It is. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to wrap up this somber version and get ready. We're going to actually record our next podcast here today as well. I'm not sure of the release on that. They'll be pretty close together. But I think
one of them will probably be Monday. One will be Thursday.
I've got a coronavirus would you rather.
Oh, nice.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, topical. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes along with the theme. Would you rather fuck one or fuck three girls and one of them has the coronavirus?
Okay.
Okay. You don't know if that's the one you flip doggy style, it's living in the air, whatever. You're going to bang three hot girls. One of them has coronavirus.
Okay.
Okay, or two guys are going to come in and give you a double BJ for 1 hour.
Ooh.
Double BJ. One on the nuts, one on the dick.
So you got two guys sucking you off.
I have to throw something fucked up in every podcast.
No, would you rathers are excluded from our dick and balls talk.
You're going to bang three girls and one of them's got coronavirus.
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't mean you're going to get it. We all know from what we heard, you don't always get it. Or two guys come in real quick, give you a double BJ till you get off, and you're done.
All right.
But you must get off.
All right, okay, you do have to come.
Yep.
Oh, are you allowed using like a sleep mask? Put over your eyes so you can't see what's going on. Do you have to be watching this blowjob?
Yeah, it's like Clockwork Orange. So your eyes are pried open.
So but do you have to be looking down? I mean, do you have?
Yeah,
to,
you're staring right at.
There has to be eye contact.
Yeah. Eye contact. As a matter of fact, you're gonna have two sets of eyes staring at you. One that's on the knob and one that's on the nuts.
All right, so we got double eye contact. For the blowjob. That's an hour. You think it's gonna take an hour to come?
No, until you nut.
Okay, because that could be
one guy's bald and with a beard, and the other guy's got gray hair.
All right, so we got
to make it even more fucked up.
We got Kevin Connor and Gary Kasel sucking these nuts.
Or you got three ridiculously hot girls, but one of them's got COVID-19.
Okay, so I assume regardless which girl that I fuck, I'm going to get it. If you're in the room with one girl that has it and you're all fucking and stuff at the same time, you're gonna get the fucking virus. That's pretty much, look at the Utah Jazz. They played a game and now like three people got it on their team and a couple others on the other team now. You're going to get it in a fuck close situation.
And another way to look at it is, are you going to get it anyway? No matter what fucking precautions you take.
Listen, I'm fucking the girls.
Nice.
And here's the reason. Because yes, I probably will get the virus. But I'm 39 years old. I'm not in great health or anything, but I'll make it. I don't have much breathing problems or anything like that. I got the sugars, which supposedly is not very good for this. Probably just means I'll be sick a little bit longer, maybe the normal person, but I'm going to make it. I fully believe that. I get to go in quarantine for a couple weeks. That means I just get to sit around and play NBA 2K all day, so video games all day, watching whatever shows I want.
Nice.
The fucking kids can't bother me. I can't get a honey-do list because I got the fucking virus. You know what I mean?
I so can't do shit.
It sucks, but hey, man, as a parent and a husband, it's a little piece too. So there's nothing wrong with that sometimes. Don't got to worry about losing my job or anything
banging,
like that.
These are supermodels here.
And yeah, now I got this memory in my spank bank that's going to last a fucking lifetime. So I'm taking that. The dude's blowing me. Is it as gay to get blown as it is to blow? I don't know.
I think not.
I think not too. I think prison style, you're a pimp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're in the fucking the chivy.
You got the bitches, right?
Yeah. You got
so
it.
So I'm banging the girls too.
So
because
yeah,
like I said, I don't think that anybody's really safe from getting it.
But then again, just even saying this, I might be a raging homophobe. I don't know. But so be it. What are you gonna do?
There's nothing you can do.
You know.
All right, so is that about wrap it up?
I don't know. You got a joke?
I always have a joke. I always have a joke. All right, like I said, the next episode, guys, stay tuned to laugh your ass off, and we're going to forget all serious shit. No politics, no religion, no coronavirus on the next one.
Maybe some religion. Who fucking knows,
man? Yeah, if it's funny.
Don't count me out.
No, religion if it's funny.
I love shitting on me some God. Oh, did I say that? Go ahead.
All right. This guy goes to this gay guy goes to a proctologist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Becomes his regular doctor, and after a while ends up falling in love and pledging his love to his proctologist. Well, the doctor tells him over and over, he said, look, man, this isn't, you know, this isn't appropriate. I'm your doctor, blah, blah, blah. You're coming in when you don't need to. I can't see you anymore. And this guy's madly in love with his proctologist. So he keeps telling, he keeps calling him. Oh, I've got pains. I can't see you.
Yep.
I cannot see you. He keeps recommending doctors. This guy keeps making up emergencies trying to see this guy. And he said, look, I can't see him. So finally, in the middle of the night, this guy calls up the doctor and said, look, no bullshit. I'm not kidding. I've got serious fucking pain and I need medical help. So the doctor says, ah, fuck. All right, come on down. I'll meet you at the office. So he goes down to the office, puts the shit in the speculum or whatever's in this guy's ass, and he opens up this guy's asshole. And he's looking in there. He's got this little thing on his eye, and he's looking, and he goes, holy shit. You got a dozen roses up your ass. And the guy turns around and he winks at him. He says, I know, read the card.
Oh, that's awful. That's a good one. I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hey, you know, it's such a straight guy thing to think that all gay people would just love going to the proctologist. You know
what I mean? I'm not stupid enough to think that.
Yeah, I know, but it's funny that there's a lot of people that at least joke about it. We just assume it. But then again, you know, like if I went to a doctor and every time they just jerked me off just a little bit, like I had a hot doctor, let's yeah. say, and she, you know, she didn't get me to come, but she just jerked me off a couple strokes, whatever. I'd probably be scheduling pretty often too. I need a lot of checkups.
Yeah. So. But you know what? It's like another straight guy, stupid guy thing to think that it would be really cool to be a gynecologist. Oh, you get to look at pussies all
you
day.
Get you get to look at gross sick pussies. Ones.
You get to look at ones with fucking cottage cheese falling out of them or hair and everything else. You rarely see the healthy ones probably.
Yeah. I've always wondered how doctors pick their trade. You know what I mean? Like you're going to medical school and now I'm going to decide to be a gynecologist.
It's my understanding that because my sister's in the medical field and yeah. she was going to medical school. It's my understanding that they specifically try to point you in different directions based on where they think your strengths are.
You, sir, look like an asshole guy. Like,
but
how does
based
that work?
On where your strengths are, they'll present to you options. It's like, okay, you tested great in immunology. You know what I'm saying?
That yeah, I gotcha.
They'll say, they try to point you where they think you'd be a good fit. Now, if you would say, I want to work with children, I want to be a pediatrician, I think that's your choice to go.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they test you on so much shit in medical school.
And the idiots just go to, like, podiatrist. You know what I mean? Like, well, you're a dumb sister. You're going to be a foot doctor.
Yeah, but you know, the foot doctors, from what I understand, make shit tons of money. I had to make an appointment with a dermatologist, and it took me 3-4 months to get in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking huge dollars.
My kid had to go to Children's for asthma testing and stuff. It costs, I think, $6,000 altogether for one appointment. They did like two tests where all we did was breathe into a tube and another little test. $6,000. They charge you for like 13 different doctors. Now, granted, Children's Hospital, if you make under a certain amount of money, because Anton's technically my stepchild, they don't even count my money, so they just count my wife's money. So we, since she doesn't work, we got approved for all the financial aid they had, and oh, yeah. we don't have to pay a dime out of pocket. But the point is, someone's paying this money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And the fact that they're charging that much in general, it's no wonder our health industry is so fucked up.
Yeah, it
$6,000.
Yeah, that's insane.
But anyways, back to it. Someone just freaks me out if they're just in school and like, I'm going to be a proctologist. I'm going to spend the rest of my life looking at buttholes or a foot doctor or a pussy doctor. All that stuff. Those people had to be creeps, right?
Out of all the people going to medical school, and it's so fucking hard to get into medical school anyway, to pass that entrance exam is like being a doctor already.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me the top 1% of people in medical school.
Yeah.
Are the ones who become neurologists and neurosurgeons.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
They're the most talented by far.
Because that's the hardest thing to do.
But I mean, there's specialties for everything.
Yeah.
There's fucking doctors who do nothing but kidneys. There's doctors who do nothing but lungs, nothing but feet, nothing but hands, fucking everything.
Eyes.
Yeah. If it was me and I was in medical school and they said you can pick any body part you want,
mm-hmm.
I said, all right, I'm going to take left shoulder.
You're a left shoulder guy?
I'm a left shoulder guy.
That wouldn't be bad, yeah.
Fuck no, you'd be an expert. I got a problem here. Well, that's your right shoulder, sir. You're going to make an appointment with somebody else. I'm a left shoulder guy. That'll be $8,000, please.
I'm thinking I only do surgery on cankles.
Cankles.
I just cankle reconstructive surgery. You know what I mean? I can give you
that
a
turn me off.
I can give you a nice. I can turn your cankle to have a nice little curve there, go up to the calf muscle.
Ooh, here's a really fucking shallow one. How about this?
Yeah.
I become a plastic surgeon. What I do is these heavy girls that come in with really hot faces.
Yeah.
I'm real nice to them and I butter them up and stuff because they're coming in with low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Then I make them beautiful and then they want to bang me because I was so nice in the process.
Oh, good job.
What do you think about that?
So then you get to bang beautiful plastic faces.
Well, yeah. Even though they come in and they're like, oh, I've had this extra weight my whole life. Guys, don't talk to me. Oh, honey, you're beautiful inside. You're a sweetheart. Blah, blah, blah. Boom. Now you're hot. Who does she want to bang?
Yep.
You suck. Dr. Jellyfinger right here.
Dr. Jellyfinger. Come over here, bitch. Let my fingers get pruny.
Yeah. Get pussy 69. You're a weird dude.
I'm going to be finger banging you for the next half hour.
At least.
Yeah, at least.
And no girl's going to stay wet for a half hour.
Probably not, no. Not from that.
No. And certainly not from me.
Yeah, you're definitely right there. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Rico. Try and understand. It really is that bad. It won't just go away. The party's over. It's past 2 o'clock. It's about time we stopped. Cause I see the keg has been sucked dry. Emptied into the aquarium. The fish all seem to float. The X-lax lines the dog bowl. The toilets overflowed.